Howdy, everybody. We are joined again here by the superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools, Mr. Capte. How's it going today, Mr. Capte?
You know, Blake, it's an amazing morning. It's also a morning that brings a little bit of sadness and hope and different things to your heart and mind, reminiscing and remembering the events of 9/11. Especially when for me personally, thinking about, I was right here. I was right in this school when the 9/11 attacks happened. And so, you know, it's a mix of emotion today for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember I was getting ready for school. My mom was teaching at the time, and she was off in the bathroom getting ready when I saw everything kind of break on TV. You know, speaking of TV, there's a commercial once, and it showed a row of houses, and it said on 9/11, some people tried to change the country. And then they changed the picture of the same houses, and they all had American flags on the front. And they said, and they succeeded. And I thought that was just such an impactful commercial. And that's kind of the biggest thing I'll remember on September 11th, was just kind of the unity that came out of that terrible tragedy.
Oh, for sure. It was great to see our country united. And, you know, the challenge for anybody in education, it's easy for events like this to become something that's in a history book. Because most of our students, I mean, all of our students weren't alive. And so it is something just like Pearl Harbor or, you know, D-Day or any of those kind of things that's just in the history book. So it's, you know, it's just important for us to have these conversations because we have those memories and our kids need to hear them for sure. But on to the other things. We have other great things to talk about too, Blake.
Yep, absolutely. Last night, it was the regular school board meeting time in Ekalaka. That would have been the 10th last night. And so let's take a look at some of the stuff on there. And I thought one thing, I was just reading through the minutes from that. Kudos getting those things up quick. You guys are on top of it down there. And one of the things I was seeing in old business, some superintendent evaluation. So doing some self-reflection already, are you?
Well, that's the beauty of any superintendent job is kind of getting that evaluation form built. And so we, the board and I, have spent a lot of time working on trying to come up with a tool that isn't just checkboxes, that actually gives some opportunity to set some goals and get direction and work together to try to accomplish those. I mean, truly that evaluation isn't about what you're not doing. Hopefully it's a guide to get you and get the school district where you want it to go. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. It took us a little while to get through that over a couple different meetings, but it was good to be working with the board to kind of get that set. And I'm excited to see I'm excited to see the opportunity for me to grow as well as the district to grow through that.
Awesome. And then speaking of the district growing, how is the hiring going? I still have some positions open. Things you're looking at getting filled still down there?
Yes and no. I mean, we're always, you know, always on the board to at least look at applicants, but we are in a pretty good spot. We can always use a few more bus drivers. That's always the magic piece there. You can never have too many of those, but otherwise our sub list and our bus driver list is pretty solid. But if anybody's out there, as the fall months start to come in and they're looking for their board, we're still taking those.
Awesome. And then the only other note that I had written down here that I kind of thought, this one I just thought was interesting. I was just curious about the obsolete items list that's on the menu. So how do you become an obsolete item for Ekalaka Public Schools?
Well, it's funny, but they're, you know, schools are notorious for hoarding all sorts of good stuff. And pretty soon you have rooms and then you have buildings built full of all sorts of different things. And so we are trying to keep our house clean, if you will, and any of those things that we don't need anymore that we're not using and haven't used for years, we're just trying to, and because they were bought with public funds, they have to be approved to, you can't just like have a garage sale and get rid of them or even just throw them away. You've got to make sure that the public's aware of that. And so, yeah, that's kind of our process of getting rid of that. It's kind of the fun world of schools. There's a little checks and balances on that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the info. I learned something today, as I usually do when we have our conversations. But anything else from the school board meeting you wanted to touch on there?
Well, just a couple things, Blake. I mean, I'm super humbled and proud and just all those things as far as the fundraiser. Our fundraiser wrapped up for the Remington Fire Relief Fund. And in doing that, we had an opportunity to, you know, work with Plentywood and the community, just the outpouring and RT7 Ranch and Jespersons and Jit Snyder and Abby and Ryan Bruski, they all these donations came in, and we ended up raising just a whisker shy of $10,000.
Man, that's awesome.
For that relief fund.
That is so cool.
It is. It's amazing. Like, and the cool part about it is we also had the opportunity to Stockman's Bank, does a lot of business for ranchers and farmers in that sense, but they set up a fund that they would match dollar for dollar up to $10,000. So we reached out to them. So in effect, our simple, easy fundraiser is going to put $20,000 towards that relief effort. And we're just very, very excited about that and proud of our kids and community. And it's what Montana is really about.
Yeah, that is, I'm just floored by that response. And when you had first called me and told me that folks were donating the beef and the hogs, man, just the start there was like, boy, that was so just really neat to me to see, and the way that it came to fruition. And like you said, working with Plentywood and all those folks that came together, is just, that's the kind of stuff that just warms the old soul.
Oh yeah. And we truly, as we talked about today, that sense of unity, that those things, we need more good things. And so the other side of that is we've been working to build our athletic fund to kind of have a good base, and we're wrapping up a fundraiser with that I believe Blake, you bought some snacks from that fundraiser.
Absolutely did. Yep. Got the old text message from Aubrey. Shout out to Aubrey for giving me a shout and checking if I would help out. And yep, sure enough, got on there, and it was easy. If you've been wondering about the ease of helping out with that fundraiser, you just hop on your phone and link right there, and you click what you want and pay for it, and off you go. And then, like Capty said in our last conversation, you can put in whatever address you want and they'll bring it right to your door.
Yeah, it's pretty cut and dried, and it definitely gives those people outside of our area a chance to contribute back to it. And so that's wrapping up. We're finishing up with that on the end of this week, and that'll end that. And then, you know, we're getting ready for that, you know, that big event that happens in every school, homecoming, and homecoming is going to be coming at us in a couple weeks. And we're super excited. We've got the National Guard involved with our homecoming events, and we're working to get the community involved, and truly, we're really excited about getting our homeschool kids involved, as well as our country schools participating in some of our events during that day, because, you know, Carter County is Carter County. It doesn't matter whether you go to Carter County High School or Ecolac Public Schools, or you're homeschooled, or you go to Hammond or Hawks Home or any of those schools. You're part of us. And so we're excited about our homecoming events coming up that last week of September. And yeah, that's going to be, well, to use that, that's going to be a big old hootenanny, if you will.
Awesome. Yes. That's September 23rd to the 27th, if I wrote that down right, I think.
Yep, that's correct.
Awesome. Cool. And I think we'll be making an appearance with the station, at least on the day of the parade. So hopefully we'll be seeing you down there for that.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll make sure we'll make sure you have a good time if you're down here, Blake, with us. We're excited to have you. And I think that's the last little tidbit is we had the grand opening or reopening of our fitness center, and our adult ed classes are going out this week. And so community members, all the way, you can come from Baker too, get a chance to sign up for some of those classes, then we'll start building the schedule out for those. So we're excited about that. We've had quite a few people in and out of our fitness center using that. And as the weather gets a little chillier, we know we'll have a few more with that. And as you talked about, I appreciate you giving us a kudos for having those agenda minutes and stuff out pretty quickly. And our clerk down here, Brittany Brentley, does a great job of really working to try to get the community aware of those things. And so it's definitely been one of our goals to get the community more involved, just like talking to you after the board meetings. It's just a great thing. The more we know, the more we know, and then the more we can actually have good conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of that activity center, is the best place to follow like a class schedule going to be on like the Ecolaca Public Schools Facebook page, or where do you think is the best place to get connected with that?
Most likely the Facebook page.
Okay, cool.
You can get on the website, but it you can wander around on that for a while too, depending on the information you want. But yeah, and last, the simple one, you can always call the school.
Right on. Yep, the old phone always works. I think we sometimes forget that.
Yep, for sure.
Right on. Well, I think that's all that I had for you today. So always a pleasure to talk to you, Capti. And I guess we'll probably talk to you again at least in another month. But we have football coming up. We'll be doing the Weebone Ekalaka game. Don't forget about that. We'll have that on the radio. So at the very least, that'll be the next time we're on the radio with Ekalaka 2.
All right. Sounds awesome. Thanks, Blake.
Yep. Thank you.